Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of In the Studio. I'm currently recording today's episode in Oaxaca, Mexico, and I just forgot how beautiful and breathtaking this city is. We flew in yesterday, and I'm just beyond excited to be here. The last time I was here, I was running around 8 months pregnant, and it's just a different experience actually being a little bit more mobile this time. So I'm excited to revisit the city, and most importantly, I am most excited to be competing at this competition. Yeah, you heard that right. This is the first competition I've done in 3 years, and I'm just so excited to be here with my team and touch stage. And but as any competitor knows or doesn't know, you know, it takes some time to acclimate, you know, when we're getting ready to compete, especially in an elevated city, an elevation. Even just walking from my hotel room, you can feel the difference when you are, you know, thousands of feet higher than where we normally practice. So yeah, we got here and we are starting full team practices for the next 7 hours. So I'm looking forward to that. But honestly, we'll get more into that later. Today's episode actually ties in perfectly with being here in Oaxaca, getting ready to compete, because we are diving into how to prepare for competition like a pro. And it's competition season. I know it can feel super overwhelming. So whether you're a dancer, coach, studio owner, or a dance parent, this episode is for you. So let's break down exactly what it takes to feel confident while stepping on the stage, prepared and ready to shine. So the first topic I want to bring up is the physical preparation and the importance of physical preparation. Last week, I had a conversation with a dancer who's competing at another event this weekend. She booked a private and casually mentioned, "Oh, I haven't ran this solo in a few months." And my immediate reaction was, "Wait, and you're competing this weekend? Girl." And let me be clear, this dancer is insanely talented. I have zero doubts in her ability to walk on stage and deliver a great performance. But my question to her was, how are you preparing for a competition you want to win if this is your first real run through in weeks? So her homework, I literally was like, you have 7 days to run your routine 5 times full out. By the time you touch stage, that's 35 full out reps. Not your full outs, Aubrey full outs, full out ops. Full out obs level performance of your routine every single day, 5 times. And I want the 5th run through. So that 5th run through is everything, because you've already done it 4 times, right? So your first time is probably going to be the greatest time, you know, because it's the first time running it and you have all the energy in the world. The hardest run is going to be that 5th run. And that 5th run is what's going to break you into that next level of being able to push through tiredness, push through routine when your body's like, I can't do it. It's breaking all of those physical restraints and oftentimes mental restraints. So the homework, 5 times, 7 days, that 5th video is what I want to see. Now, the reason I push for this is because stamina is everything. Getting through a performance without running out of steam is what separates good dancers from great competitors. The repetitions at a show level intensity are non-negotiables in my book if you want to step up on stage with confidence, especially when you're dancing up against dancers who've been drilling their routines for months. Now for groups, I can assume they've been practicing weekly, cleaning choreography, refining formations, and perfecting those standout moments. But here's the thing, energy reps at competition level are a must. The difference between a polished routine and a winning performance often comes down to how well you've conditioned yourself to perform at 100%, not just mark it through. Let me say that one more time because this is really important. The difference between a polished routine and a winning performance often comes down to how well you've conditioned yourself to perform at 100%. Moral of the story, preparation isn't just about knowing your steps. It's about training your body to handle the performance demands like an athlete. Because the truth is that dancers, we are athletes. We absolutely are, specifically at competitive level. Are you feeling stuck in your dance journey, struggling to juggle the creative side of things with all the business details? Or do you just need a second pair of eyes on a specific topic? Sometimes all it takes is a little clarity. Introducing the Clarity Call, focus solutions for your dance business and career. In just 45 minutes, we'll focus on one challenge that's been holding you back. From managing your time to promoting yourself or even figuring out the best way to price your services, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, but we'll dive into what's causing the stress and leave you with real, actionable steps to move forward. This isn't just about business, it's about you, your passion, and finding a way to make it all come together with ease. Whether you're a performer, choreographer, or company owner, you deserve to feel clear and confident in your next steps. Book your clarity call with me by visiting aubreyaries.com and let's turn your frustration into progress together. Okay, now let's talk about the mental and emotional preparation that goes into competition. The dancer you start as when you begin preparing for competition is completely different from the dancer who walks off that stage after competing. The journey of competing, you guys, is incredible. I love competition, but let's be real, it's also freaking scary, okay? Why? Well, pressure. But here's the thing, pressure exists in anything that's worth striving for. It's a part of growth, and it's often the mental side of the competition is what causes dancers to struggle, not the physical aspect. One of the best ways to see process through is to get clear on why. Why are you competing? Oh, because I want this type of experience. I want to experience this type of performance. Or I'll hear, I want to push myself to be a better dancer. And then there's always the, I want to win. All of these are valid, but in the moments of doubt, frustration, fear, you have to remind yourself, why are you putting in the long rehearsals, the late nights, the sweat, the tears? It's because in the end, the real victory isn't just about the trophy. It's about leveling up as the dancer you always knew that you could be. Let's talk about our health. I'm intense about taking care of my body now because honestly, I used to be the worst at it. I was one of those people that was very young thinking, very closed-minded, and I'd be like, oh, it's fine. I twisted my ankle. It's fine. I can still dance in my 3-inch heels. Oh, my rib is popping out. It's fine. I'll just lay on the floor for a little bit. It will go away. I literally was the worst, but now I have realized that all of those lovely issues will catch up to you sometime. So now I'm a big advocate for taking the rest, taking the time that you need to step back and allow your health to be replenished. And that starts with hydration. Hydration is critical. Our body needs to be replenished of all the water that we're sweating out, especially when you're pushing yourself harder than you ever have. And nutrition. Listen, we're in Mexico right now. I want the queso oaxaqueño, the tacos, the mole, todo. Pero I also know that if I don't fuel my body properly, I won't feel my best on competition day. So in that stance, it's all about balance. I've also been a part of professional teams where I didn't have a balance in my nutrition when I thought I was doing things right. I wasn't eating. I was very strict on calorie count and all that, whatever. I'm not saying that that's not a proper way to go, but truthfully, that wasn't for me. So I advise that dancers who are competing to do some research, you know, see what works for you. Like, is drinking coffee before you go on stage a good idea for you? Or does it actually hydrate you? Just all those little things play a big factor. I'm not like, cut out this, cut out that, blah, blah, blah. It's all about balance and making the right choices for you. So enjoy, but stay mindful of how your choices affect your performance. I can't remember if I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but I started competing pretty young. I was 6 years old. So I've been in many different atmospheres of competition, auditions, all of those good things. But if there's anything that I've seen consistent, it's watching dancers train relentlessly for competition, only to step on stage and suddenly freeze. I know that sounds pretty harsh, but it's the truth, you know? And I want to be blatantly honest here. Overcoming self-doubt is extremely hard. Self-doubt creeps in some of the worst moments, whether that's when you step onto the stage or you see other competitors or you see the judges, you realize how big the audience is, and just like that, all of the hard work, it goes out the window. So let me tell you this right now. You are amazing. No matter what happens on that stage, one thing is certain. You will walk on and you will walk off. That's 2 minutes of your life. Make it count. Focus on what you've put into this moment and have fun. I've been in every position, watching competitors, competing myself, and sitting at the judges' table. And do you know what stands out the most? What stands out the most is when a dancer is having fun. I know that sounds funny, and if you've watched Dance Moms, you're probably like seeing Abby Miller in your head, like, you're gonna do it again and you're gonna have fun. But it's true. Like, being on stage and living your best life and doing what you love to do, that only transmits to not just the audience, but to your judges. It's something that you can't fake. When you truly feel the music and you're embodying your choreography and letting yourself just enjoy the performance, everyone feels it too. Even if you don't have the most experience or the highest technical skills, the audience lives for dancers who bring authenticity and passion to the stage. So embody that. That's what makes a performance unforgettable. I have a script for in the studio that I actually work on for each episode. And sometimes I like to go off script. So this is me going off script. Growing up in a dance studio was pretty hard because there's an expectation in the technical dance world. You know, you have to have long legs, you have to have good feet, you know, long lines. That is what makes a good dancer or a talented dancer. And that is the expectation. That was the expectation. I would say not so much anymore. I think dance has gone in like a very athletic route, which is so nice. That's not my point of my tangent. The point of my tangent is when I started dancing, I did not look the part as a dancer. As I mentioned, bad feet, had short legs. I was more of an athletic dancer, and I would go to these competitions and I would do well. Like I started, you know, doing pretty well pretty young. But I realized that it wasn't until I started showing up on stage as authentically me that I started actually winning. Sometimes I think and I see, not think, I see dancers try so hard to be like other people that are winning. It's almost like they see winning and they're like, oh, I need to beat that. And so they coerce their choreography to look a certain way that they believe is a winning routine. Oftentimes I've even seen people choreograph and copy work. But truthfully, it's most of the time, I'm sure it's because people are inspired and just don't know the boundaries, I'd like to think. But I guess what I'm trying to say is when you figure out your strength as a dancer, which I promise will take some time, when you start to figure out your strength as a dancer and you start showing up on stage with originality, that is when you will start winning. I had a conversation with someone close to me the other day, and I just told them straight up, I was like, listen, your choreography looks like you're trying so hard. Like it genuinely looks like you're trying to go win because you're trying to prove something rather than going to win because you are confident in what you're taking. And that is seen by a trained eye. Maybe not everyone can see it, but by a trained eye, you're like, It almost doesn't look comfortable while it's on stage. So my advice as for dancers that want to be a winning soloist, a winning partnership, a winning team, a winning company is you need to show up authentically as you, as your brand, as what your company is and what it stands for and your style. And that takes time. It takes time. And it's often frustrating when I speak to dancers and they're like, oh yeah, I'll just do this and I'll do that and it's fine and that's how I'm gonna win. And it's like you're bypassing the journey. And that journey is so important because that journey establishes consistency, opposed to like putting out one good routine that has all of, you know, what you think is winning. And you might do well. I'm not saying that doesn't win. It usually does, but it gets turned over quick because someone who is original and can be consistent in their originality is what's going to stay consistently at the top. So that is my food for thought. That is my tangent. I hope that today inspires you to maybe not go and compete if, you know, you're a new dancer or just starting to learn the ropes, but I hope you start to watch competition because that level of intensity is just so different. And when you're ready for it, it can be very, exciting. It can be liberating. Being here in Oaxaca, it's incredible to see the caliber of dancers. You know, I was watching UDA back in January, and the caliber of dancers is insane in our Palm World, like insane. And then I go back and I'm watching Showstoppers, Car, NYCDA, and it's like dancers just continuously get better and better and better and better. But the technique stays the same. It's the originality that makes dancers stronger, better, and continuing dance in elevating. So I just wanted to give my food for thought. I'd love to have open conversation about this. So if you ever see me and you want to have this conversation, let's have it, because I love just watching where our dance scene, when I started, you know, wearing bear claws. If you don't know what bear claws are, Google them. They're the most disgusting thing. And yeah, your girl wore those for her first solo. But now, and then it was like bear paws and now jazz shoes and all of the things. So it's just incredible to watch our dance scene continuously evolve. And I'm very proud to be a part of it. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I went on my tangent. I went off script. I don't care. I hope that this gave you some push to get a little bit creative with your dance journey, and hopefully we'll talk soon. But until then, stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio. Bye.